Okay, let's get going. Hour number three tonight with Professor Dr. Oh, I should probably make it more formal. Herr Professor Dr. Eric Carlstrom. Herr Carlstrom, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's great to be here, and we're still going despite lots and lots of pushback. But congratulations to you for that. And we've been on quite a ride looking at some of these rather black issues, but then they are black projects, the TI program, et cetera, black project.
Yeah.
And I just have been hoping, you know, that with our continued attempts to kind of get the word out about this, that some TIs who are, you know, whose lives are being deliberately destroyed will find the resources that they need to survive. And then, you know, maybe we can start to identify countermeasures and shielding techniques by which people can escape the fate that is covertly thrust upon.
You know, if I might add this, for those of you out there who are not aware of the fact that you may well be a TI, a targeted individual by the deep state and the evil therein, there are a lot of you that are, and you're just not able to quantify it and come to a determination. But I think in a way, Eric, almost now everybody is a TI. When you look at the massive mind control efforts going on constantly, and a lot of these things are very intimidating and harassing to people. It's not a joke. The people are put under stress. They're stirring the pot of chaos nonstop. They're lying. Oh, my God, are they lying to people. Anything to keep them upset, to keep them at each other's throats. This is an old technique, and it's become a way of life in this Western culture now. So, yes, TI is maybe not formally, but many of them are suffering from the same kind of ramifications. That's just me talking.
No, I agree. You know, we're all under mass surveillance, and that is targeting. Yeah. And we're all exposed to these soft kill, slow kill, silent kill, no-touch torture techniques like social distancing and like the continual, trauma-based mind control, you know, is like one shoe's dropping after the next shoe, which is dropping after the next shoe. So we as a people, as a nation, and as individuals and as groups and families, we need to understand really, I think, what's happening, who's doing it, and why. And I think people can probably get those conclusions from this radio show quite well, and much better than most sources, because, of course, the mainstream media is an integral part of the whole propaganda system. So, yeah, the whole targeted individual, of course, targeted individual is a term like gook, you know, or spick, or what. It's meant to dehumanize, so it's their term. That's what they would call us, as you know, somebody who's targeted because you know they're implicit. They're the idea they're a bad person, but in fact, they through the fusion centers, of course, they identify all kinds of normal people and activists and political opponents as quote unquote terrorists by expanding the definition of terrorism, you know, to anybody who threatens critical infrastructure, which includes banks, you know, and things like that. So they've just played Orwellian games with the words to allow them to do this this world takeover bid that, you know, I think more and more people are becoming aware of. I think we need to talk about, you know, who, what, when, where, and why as much as possible. We've been talking a lot about the targeted individual program because it is scalable. It is the national security, the global national security spy network with, you know, all the NATO countries, and there's not just Five Eyes, there's like 105 or 140. Most of the nations of the world are cooperating against their own populations. So to the extent that we understand what's going on, we can do some meaningful pushback and resistance, for instance, and I think that's what it is going to require. You know, free will is certainly on the line with cognitive warfare, as we talked about last time. their weapons are so sophisticated, they don't want us to have free will. They don't want us to be educated. They want us to be docile cyborg slaves, you know, et cetera. So, we talked last time about cognitive warfare. Tonight I was hoping to talk a little bit about cyber warfare, because these are new domains of the now six domains of war that the Department of Defense and NATO and other militaries recognize, and that would be air, land, and sea, traditional, and then space, and then cyberspace. And then we talked last time about cognitive warfare, which is really neurowarfare, mind warfare, neocortical warfare, extremely sophisticated, mastering the human domain, using all kinds of neuroweapons, directed energy weapons, to target and take down not only individuals, but groups and entire nations. So this is all very scalable. The national security, the global national security spy network, the global network, whatever you want to call it, will use the same warfare techniques against one individual, the targeted individual, for instance, or in combination, they use all six, or they'll use variations of those six against particular populations or mm-hmm. groups, mm-hmm. Entire nations. So we're up against a warfare system, which is, you know, unfortunately we've paid for over the many decades, and now it's coming back on us in a hostile takeover. So I personally don't think Russia and China are our main enemies. I personally think that the discussions we've had show that our main enemy are the groups that have captured our nation. And so we should talk about that.
That sums it up perfectly. Yeah, let's go ahead with that. Exactly.
Yeah, we need to go ahead with that. But meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about this cyber warfare thing, because I think you and many activists and many people will have experienced these kind of tricks, directed against people using the internet, for instance. It turns out that I think one of the best summaries of the whole targeting process is by this gal from New Zealand named Susie Dawson, who's a politician, activist, and journalist who has been targeted and now has sought refuge in Moscow, Russia, because she's really literally driven from her home with local intelligence agencies, private firms that are contracting through, you know, FBI and NSA to target political activists such as herself who might have opposed, something like Stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership or Occupy Auckland. In other words, a good-hearted person who wants to improve the world, you know, a single mom in the suburbs, they'll go after anybody who threatens their New World Order, which is, of course, the corporatocracy, fascist corporatocracy. But anyway, in this series of podcasts she did in 2019, in the fall, excellent, which we've got under my name on the show notes, those 10 podcasts are tremendous summary of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And for those episodes 6 through 9 are looking at cyber warfare, cyber stalkers, they're called looking at the JTRIG files. I've got article posts like TIs, Meet Your Cyber Stalkers, deciphering the UK's JTRIG, which is Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group, which was only exposed because Edward Snowden exposed them. Much like the Signature Reduction Special Forces in America, 60,000 secret until about a year ago. I mean, so there are all these secret armies out there. We should do a show on secret armies because there's a lot of them. You know, we got the IRS getting into the act now, and
this is not good. This is not good at all. This is Stasi. There's Stasis all over the place now.
Yeah, that's exactly. There's many Stasis and the gang stalkers, the surveillance role players, the counterterrorism people, et cetera, are all part of that. But with the JTRIG, the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group, Susie managed to get a hold of some documents that Edward Snowden and Julian Assange released and other groups, including a document that is 2011 Written by Mandeep K. Dami, PhD, of the Human Systems Group Information Management Department, and it's called Behavioral Science Support for JTRIGs, Joint Threat Research and Intelligence Groups, Effects and Online Human Intelligence Operations. So in this 2011 paper, he's talking about how all of the various academic disciplines and the knowledge derived therefrom can be used and weaponized against individuals, groups, and societies. And of course, JTRIG is a major kind of component of Britain's NSA, which is called GCHQ, which is General Communications Headquarters. Probably predates NSA as well by some time, because we are, of course, we did get the baton passed to us from the British to the American Empire, as you know. Sure. So a lot of our intelligence agencies would have learned from the British, and they have, you know, centuries of tradition in that area. And these documents that Susie goes over in episodes 6 through 9 are really kind of stunning, because she goes over them with a lady who is a clinical psychologist by the name of Lissa K. Johnson, who I believe is Australian. And she's absolutely horrified to see that all the things that she learned about psychology are being weaponized against people to harm them. You know, of course, the Hippocratic Oath is to do no harm, but here they've turned it on its head, and they're weaponizing all these elements of the academic establishment, including the top universities in Britain like Cambridge and Oxford, etc. And it's all in the documents with lots of figures that they go over in these four episodes, showing how they're going to, you know, they've got their 5 D's: deceive, discredit, disrupt, deny, degrade. Sometimes there's a difference. Sometimes there's 6, and sometimes there's different D's. But they've, in other places, you find the 10 D's: discredit, promote, distrust, dissuade, deceive, disrupt, delay, deny, denigrate, degrade, and deter. Now, these are, you know, going to be done through online activities, through human intelligence spies or operatives who are trained in psychological warfare, information warfare, etc., and on all these disciplines. They take short courses online, and then they get paid as armies, secret armies of trolls and online spies, and they use the same tactics. This becomes quite clear that Susie talks about the global NSA spy network and the Five Eyes, of course, which is originally Britain and the UK and US after World War II, and that got expanded to UK, US, Australia, New Zealand, and who am I missing? Australia, New Zealand, UK, America, Canada. And then also now the Two Eyes,
Canada
and U.S.
You're talking about Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically the white, you know, English-speaking nations are the Five Eyes. And we should talk at some point, like, why are they destroying our nations first? You know, that's kind of a curious thing.
I can tell you why.
Please do. Yeah. Is it racial?
No, it has to do with intelligence and achievement on the planet. We're the number one culture on the planet. We have achieved more through the arts. You name it. Any area of expertise that a culture seeks to do well in, the white Western Christian culture countries have done the best at this point in the history of this planet. Now, you go back a couple of million years and another civilization's been here, probably accomplished a lot more. But they had to take down the first world first, which is what they're doing. They're taking down Western Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S. Those are the targets. Once they've taken those down, then the continuing terraforming of the planet can go along much easier. So that's why we've been targeted. That's why the Deagle.com projections show quite clearly that in 2 years and 4 months, we'll have less than 100 million people left in this 350 million people country we call the United States of America. England is supposed to have about 16 million left. I think they've got about 70 million now, something like that. It's all targeting the white Western Christian first world nations. That's why Europe is falling apart. That's why we are falling apart. The plug has been pulled. That's why.
Well, this is colossal, colossal betrayal, isn't it? Because these groups we have paid all our lives, like the NSA, Five Eyes, etc., the global network, and our intelligence agencies and our militaries, we have paid for them to develop as they have developed over the decades, and they are selling us out.
We're being exterminated. Okay, let's just get right to the point. 80% of America has taken the shot, and one shot, and you are probably going not to make it. Okay, this comes right from the CCP out of China. They know what's going on. Fauci knows what's going on. Robert Malone knows exactly precisely what's going on. These people know. They've been at this their entire lives. This is a massive genocidal slaughter. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I think that the evidence bears you out, and it is, beyond horrible. But, we can arm ourselves with as much information as possible. And
we must
do
that. We must protect, we must consider ourselves, each and every one of us, a library of sorts. You don't have everything in there, but we've got to try to preserve what we did have, at least in memory's sake. My God, Gen Z, the millennials, they don't, what's the other one? Gen X? Whatever. They don't know what we knew. They don't know how things were when we grew up. They'll never know. It doesn't exist for them. It's some fictional world of make-believe that was never here.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I hate to sound negative, but that's the truth.
Well, I do too. I actually, it is a black pill, and it's a black project, this particular targeting thing. And of course, this comes in concert with the kill shot, so we're being attacked from so many directions at once. And this particular topic that you and I have explored in depth is the one that I think is least understood and least
well by design. They've kept it very much hidden. It's surreptitiously speaking, it's just not known to people. Most people
don't know. And yet, if you go to these military documents, like we did last week with the cognitive war document, and this week with the document that I just mentioned, we see that our own militaries and the NSA, global NSA spy network would have its partners, these 140 or 105 other cooperating nations. So they're all working off the same playbook in the targeting. And of course, targeted individuals have discovered this around the world. That happened to me. That exact same thing happened to me. And so our best defense really is to compare notes and learn from each other as much as we can, which is why I encourage people who think they might be targeted to go through the 10-part series of Susie Dawson and to explore my website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, which has over 2,000 posts on it now, because I've been working on this since 2014, and I've been targeted actively since 2013, actually probably earlier. The astonishing thing, and of course I get my mind blown all the time, is how incredibly organized this is, how evil it is, and how many people are buying into it at one level or another. People can go online if they need to make a few bucks, and they can take little short courses online, one's a two-week course in scams and deceptions. Hey, that sounds fun. And then another one-day course, strategic influence, another one, psychology and cyber psychology, one day. Digital tells, 4 hours. Social engineering for computer network attacks, CNA, is an e-learning course. I'm hoping that people in your audience are not going to get excited about this. They're going to get horrified. Another one is magicians, the military and intelligence. And this, they use the CIA early on was trained by one of the top magicians, and they've incorporated that into their into their MO very much, and you know, playing with your perceptions deliberately with you know, fake news, etc., like the Russiagate thing. It's coming right out of this kind of cyber attack, and so we're really talking about how to fool people, how to trick people, how to change their perceptions, how to put them on the defensive psychologically by, you know, trauma after trauma after trauma, to make them feel alone and to actually cut off their support system. Imagine every person, you know, if you want to put a two-dimensional representation of a person in the network of his and her connections, okay, a line from you to your mother, you to your father, your friends, and blah, blah, blah. So you got many lines to your, you know, to your vet and your doctor, et cetera. Well, imagine some very smart people over at these British universities figuring out how to just take a pair of scissors and cut each one of those lines. You know, and having whole teams of people that do that once they have psychologically profiled the target.
Sure.
That's exactly what we're up against. That's what we're up against is a very deliberate, very demonic, I would say, attempt to completely sabotage and destroy the lives
as we slide into the break, we might remind everyone that the obvious, most destructive thing in terms of our social cohesion and alleged viability, the destruction of all of that by virtue of the so-called vaccines has been astonishing. Families are shattered. Some took the shots, some didn't. They won't even talk to each other anymore. This is a coast-to-coast phenomenon. 80% in this country have taken at least one shot. It's the best figure we can come up with. And their families, if they have one, may not have it anymore. So this is a multi-pronged issue. And this injection is the latest in the destruction of what we had achieved here as an extraordinary culture. It's just divided it and shattered it. All right, hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Dr. Eric Carlstrom next. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Eric Carlstrom about mass mind interference, torment, torture games. They can put memories in your mind that you never experienced in your life. You don't remember anything. Or they can remove memories that you cherish. They can do anything remotely now. It's all there. They're 10, 20, 30 years ahead of where they will ever admit during any kind of television or screen presentation they are. It's just the way it is. So we really don't have much to do by way. There's no defense against this. The defense is knowledge. And that's what Eric does. The defense is understanding. So take it away.
Yeah, it's very true. I think our best defense is understanding this. If you don't understand it, your life can be shattered, and you have no concept of why it's been done deliberately by people that, you know, don't tell you who they are. It's been done by you know, strangers. And some of these strangers are these cyber warriors, these cyber stalkers. That this is, again, the fifth domain of warfare. So our governments, our militaries are paying for this. And they're writing manuals how to train our, you know, trolls, cyber stalkers, etc. And again, through these four episodes, when Susie Dawson and Lissa K. Johnson go through the manuals that they found and the articles, it's astonishing in its malice. Actually, you know, it's a form of warfare, and you'll have slides
well,
like
you're
this.
Being a little, I think you could be far more terse about it. You're being kind. It's worse than malice. This is anti-life behavior. This is not celebrating life, intellectual acumen, none of it. This is highly destructive and devastating. It's terrible. Yeah. It's really evil.
Yeah, we need to put our big boy and big girl pants on and look at it. You know ourselves and know our enemy. And could be our enemy is some British guy in a, you know, computer terminal who was trained in these techniques. And he is working your emails, the web pages, the blogging, the LinkedIn, the Facebook, the media, the Twitter, the phone voices, using smear blog posts, using lies from disinformation agents, using independent media and then mainstream media, and claiming to be a fake victim, like a fake TI. Bottom line, Jeff, is I've learned long ago by experience that when I get an email from the person that it says it's from, and it may or may not be modified, because it's anonymity is really kind of built into the emails or the email system. So, for instance, if I make an email message to somebody that I care about, it may or may not get there. It could be changed because, as they say, anything that's networkable is hackable. And that includes our minds, and that includes our computers. And minds and computers together is the study of cybernetics, which, of course, they've been doing full tilt since 1948, when Dr. Norbert Wiener wrote the book on cybernetics. So this is cybernetic warfare. It's cyber warfare. It's war against the mind, using the mind-computer connection, using all the tools they have, and then using our knowledge that we've gained from, you know, centuries of research in the different academic fields, using that, turning it on its head and weaponizing it against people. So it's hard for people to understand how dark the motivation is. But, for instance, they'll have a slide on, you know, in their presentation, disruption operation playbook, infiltration operation. Yes, they infiltrate your groups almost immediately. Ruse operation. Yes, they're always, you know, running fake setups. Set piece operation. False flag operation. They admit, of course, 9/11, et cetera. False rescue operations, where they try to set you up for a disaster and then come in to rescue you. Disruption operations and sting operations, just like the old movie, The Sting, you know. Mm-hmm. So what I say as a TI, my life is comprised to a large extent of lies, spies, setups, and psyops. And that's on a daily basis if I go out into the world, you know. So it is the amount of money in behind this program seems to be almost limitless. And
want, Eric, you're right. How much do they have? As much as they want.
Yeah, they print. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have another...
I'm looking at Susie's 10-part series again here. I could play a few minutes of one just to give people an idea. Can you point me to one that you'd like to hear just a few minutes of?
Let's go to number 9, because I think that's the best one in terms of this particular topic. 6 through 9 are on the cyber stalking, cyber warfare, and number 9 I think really hits the topic you know, best.
All right.
So let's play a little bit.
Okay.
Invitations to go out for drinks with the other company
identified. All right, here we go. Hold on, we'll start this up at the beginning.
And Clark, invitations to go out for drinks with the other companies identified, where you inappropriately gave them information, or just Thompson and Clark?
There are a myriad of security companies who inquire of police every day. For instance, insurance security.
But that's not my question. People listening to this will think, hey, Thompson and Clark were getting stellar, top shelf, gold star treatment from the police. Why? Do you treat other security firms the same as you were treating this one? How do you seriously think it looks to...
Hi, my name is Susie. I'm an activist and a journalist from Auckland, New Zealand. For years, I've worked on controversial issues like the corruption of our intelligence agencies. I was severely targeted as a result of my work. This led to my articles being amplified by the world's most accomplished publisher. In 2016, I made a documentary about how and why I was forced to leave my country. I have now sought refuge in Russia, and my situation has become public.
On 882, 6PR, the voice of Perth.
It's 12:30 right now, and Tony with you, and I'm really happy we finally got through to Moscow to my friend over there, Susie Dawson.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Susie Dawson is a Kiwi activist and journalist who worked as a member of Occupy Auckland's media team at that time. Now, 5 years later and following involvement in GCSB and TPPA opposition, she's seeking asylum in Russia, alleging she has been spied on, harassed and threatened by the police.
Welcome back to The Wire. Now, finally on the show today, last week it was announced that Susie Dawson will be the new leader of the Internet Party.
Welcome to the Jimmy Dore Show. We have a special guest with us. It's Susie Dawson. She's an activist, journalist, former party leader, and current president of the Internet Party.
Susie Dawson, an activist and citizen journalist currently seeking asylum in Moscow. Susie has written extensively on surveillance and the deep state and claims it's not safe for her in New Zealand.
My name is Craig Tuck. I'm a lawyer from New Zealand. I act in the area of international human rights. I act for Susie Dawson, along with a group of other lawyers throughout the world who act for journalists and dissenters in high-profile cases, including the case of Julian Assange. As far back as 2012, Susie has been trying to warn New Zealanders and other citizens around the world about state targeting and surveillance of citizens and the methods being used to do it.
Okay, that's just kind of an overview of who Susie is, where she is, and what she's trying to do. She looks relatively healthy. She's a younger woman. And obviously carrying a great deal of weight on her back. Did she get asylum granted, do we know?
Yes, she's in Moscow now as far as I know, and she did get it granted, but it was not an easy process. It took her a few years.
Right.
And she's not sure she would recommend it to everybody, but she felt like she didn't have really a choice because her life was endangered, and she had two children that she wanted to protect. And the target can get very, very, very nasty, including physical break-ins and, you know, psychological operations, I mean, into your home and your car, and, you know, damage to your property and psychological operations. But I think she's an extraordinarily intelligent and strong and poised woman, which is why they wanted her to lead the Internet Party. And these podcasts
I don't know anything about the Internet Party, Eric. I don't know this. It's new to me. What is the Internet Party?
Well, this is a New Zealand phenomenon. And and she was now she's got a platform, a computer platform that she's working on, which is, you know, an alternative to YouTube, et cetera. And so people can go look her up and listen to some of these very, very, I would say, as a targeted individual, I'd say she really nails the whole system better than anybody that I've run into.
Do you know her, Eric? Do you know her personally?
No, I don't know her. I have not been able to actually contact her, although I've sent a couple emails saying
well,
I really
do,
like
to. Be sure and include, if you want to, an invitation. It'd be great to have both of you on together.
Yeah, she's very poised and very knowledgeable, so much experience. So when they go through these documents about, you know, how these individuals, really mercenaries, I suppose, are trained to be cyber warriors, cyber stalkers, she's able to bring her own experiences to bear, and she'll say, oh, yeah, this happened here, here, and here. This is what they do, and this happened here, and here, and here to me. And, you know, so it, it's a very meaningful exchange that she has with this clinical psychologist and going through the documents, talking about how it has actually played out in her life and the life of other people that she knows, like Julian Assange and Kim.com and John Kiriakou and Edward Snowden. I mean, there's some very high-profile targeted individuals who have, you know, who have come out and made public, you know, what Julian Assange and Edward Snowden revealed was really amazing. And, of course, they've earned the, you know, undying hatred of the deep state, you know, for that. And targeted fiercely, even to the point where they were, Pompeo was planning to murder Assange. I guess that didn't go through, but he hates Assange, you know, as ex-CIA. So I think we all have a lot to be grateful for people like Assange, and because, you know, at least I grew up in a time, you grew up in a time where we were inculcated with the notion that this country belongs to we the people, the citizens own this country. The government's supposed to serve us, and when it doesn't serve us, it's our job to rectify and fix the situation. And boy, we have not had a whole lot of success lately, but we're still in the game, so we'll keep trying, you know.
Well, of course we will. Yes, absolutely. All right. I don't know where this program is going next. Where it is now is pretty ugly. What would you project would be their next step that they want to take? What are they going to do? They're hassling people. They're frightening people. They're ruining lives. We know now that they can electromagnetically do all kinds of things to the human mind and psyche. No question. And there is a wide range of things in the real world that they can cause you to have to deal with it and spend extra energy on. Many things. Countless things. I don't know. This is a bad enemy that we have. Very bad. But what's next?
Very determined. Well, it obviously, and you know this probably better than anyone, their goals are depopulation and enslavement. Now, this program that we're talking about, you know, can lead to, complete remote control of the individual. And I believe this is how the shooters are formed, the Manchurian candidates, remotely using these neuro and directed energy weapons. You know, when you look at the goals of the depop shot or the clot shot, whatever you want to call it, it's the same. It's enslavement and depopulation. And the goals of this program are the same, as well as social engineering and utter control, you know, complete control, full spectrum dominance over societies and the population, much like 1984. So we have very, very dark, draconian leadership. They've come out. They're quite exposed now. I mean, there's Klaus Schwab, there's Bill Gates, you know, there's the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Really, this is an opportunity for humans to that almost 8 billion of us to assert our opinions about what needs to be done. But they have had the best of the best intellects working on these eugenics projects for many, many decades, as you know, going back to the Macy conferences right after World War II, MK Ultra and whatnot, all these top secret programs, which are designed to control and can be used to not only control, but kill. And so our leaders have gotten increasingly brazen and toxic in their they're running for the goalposts as fast as they can now, as I perceive it. How can we stop them? How can we slow them down? How can we tackle them? It has to be waking up our fellow humans, because when a critical mass of people do not comply, the government is helpless to enforce their mandates. So, again, education, education, education. Stand up, be strong, know yourself, know your enemy, as the rules of engagement for the Art of War by Sun Tzu said over 2,000 years ago, and realize we're in a war and a battle for our very survival, and their tools are very sophisticated, and there's a lot of people who have sold out to their system, lot of very brilliant people.
Many. Yeah. So what are we going to see happen? Go ahead. Finish, please. Go ahead.
Well, you know, again, I think it's very meaningful that we've talked about this so much and we've come back to the six domains of warfare, which puts it back in the realm of the military, Department of Defense, the intelligence agencies, the NSA, the CIA, and really the deep state is our enemy. And we know that it was the United States that armed Russia with nuclear weapons right after World War II. And under Clinton, many of our top military secrets went to China. So we've created our enemies. And all of this is leading towards this new world order that they want, one world government. And we can talk about the main players, you know, who, because they've left a tremendous trail of clues as to their identity. I mean, they write books all the time, and they say what they're going to do.
Yes,
and,
they do.
We need to take them seriously because they're doing it now. And I personally believe that they are possessed. very, very soulless. And so the people with souls and brains are going to have to stand up, I think, and oppose them. And, you know, with God's help, I think we will prevail. But it could be very dark in the meantime.
Already is.
And it's yes.
Probably going to stay that way. And remember, they're not sitting idly by on the technology they have. They're constantly pushing forward into new areas of mass mind control and manipulation, which they will have completely locked up, if they don't already, by the time the major casualties of this genocide are registered, which is coming soon. And the remnants, however there will, a billion, I don't know, 500 million, some of them say, they'll be easy prey to be taken over, turned into a working serf class. That's what they're going to do. Look, these people think of themselves as ultra uber elite. They are it. They don't want to mess with the average rank and file people at all. They don't consider them to be of the same class, financially, morally, or in any other way. They consider us to be their servants, ultimately, and it's not a pretty sight. And it is what it is. And we've been watching it happen for literally hundreds of years, if you study history, working to this point, this moment, which is where they are right now.
Right after World War II, I got a quote from Ibn Saud, you know, of Saudi Arabia, yeah, royal family, yeah, who was talking to some Western reporter, and he said, just after World War II, he said, well, it's taken you two world wars to learn what we've known for 2,000 years.
Wow. Well, Ibn Saud knew. They knew. They know.
Yeah, he knew the International Zionist Criminal Syndicate, or as I sometimes call it, the Jumassas, Judeo-Masonic Satanists, Jumassas. We have a Jumassa-occupied government, or a Jumasog. that's my little contribution to understanding the bigger picture. But Masonry, of course, Britain is the Masonic capital of the world, and the British and the Jewish people, or at least the top leadership of those two, have made an alliance since the time of Francis Bacon and his mentor John Dee, the original 007, back in the first Elizabethan era. So this combination of using black magic, and creating golems, by the rabbis, these artificial life forms, they're going to defeat all the enemies of the Jews, to make the British Empire the world empire, based on this black magic, which came from Babylon, the Babylonian Kabbalah and Talmud. I think that's where, that's where history points me anyway, in terms of this 2,000 year plan for world domination. And, of course, the Communist Manifesto, the protocols, all these documents along the way to signal how they're going to do it. And now they're very close to finishing. But I don't think that they're going to win. The Bible says they're going to lose. But meanwhile, very dark times. Yeah, we're in them now. Exactly.
When you talk to people about this, Eric, how many people really understand what's happening here now? And on top of the gang stalking, mind control thing, we've got these shots. And I don't know if you've heard any of our programs, but we try to always read accounts posted on social media from people and from families who have been decimated by these shots. They're dying. It's not a joke. They're dying. Or how many people say, yes, my family hasn't spoken to me in 6 months now because I got it in their way, and they took the shot and I didn't, and they consider me to be a danger or a threat to them. It just gets crazy. But this was all gamed out on computers, and they, the controllers, knew precisely, very close to being exact, how this was going to play out. They knew it. It's not a joke. It's just an exercise. They already know the outcome. So it's tough. It's tough. Well, who do you know that knows what's going on? Let me ask it that way.
Very few, Jeff. I presume, yourself and your audience and other. But I see lots of people on giving podcasts now who are
they're trying.
Very close to getting it. They're trying it. It seems like the common man has kind of moved into this role. You see that on band.video with Alex Jones, and you know anybody can get on there. And so you see these people doing their best to get the word out, and they're passionate, many of them.
Right.
And they know it's from the generation. Yeah.
These are the end times, and we are at the end of the line, and they've got to do something now and hope that they can pull something off, or we're gone. We're going to be gone. Eric, thank you very much for that, and I hope people will listen to some of the Susie Dawson parts. Even if you just listen to one, you'll understand a lot more. They're very instructive and excellently produced, so thank you for that, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You hang in there, my friend. Good night.
Okay. Take care. Professor Eric Carlstrom. That is our program on this Thursday night. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll be back with you then in 21 hours and lots to talk about. So take good care, and we'll talk soon.